And welcome to Potential Cast. My name is Illyrio, as you well know. Potential Cast is a podcast where Steph, myself, Gabby, and Kim are watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode by episode. We watch an episode and then we talk about it. We record when we talk about it. And sometimes we record ourselves watching an episode for the first time. And that's what we have here today. Those of you joining us for the first time, checking us out for the first time, thank you very much for joining us. We had the immense honor and distinction of being featured on Diamond Time, a segment on the Night Attack podcast with Justin Robert Young and Brian Brushwood. So I would like to thank them and all the rest of the members of the Diamond Club for shedding some awesome plugnacious plugginess our way. Thank you very much. And for those of you that are used to this show, we are going to embark on an adventure where I am going to watch Wrecked for the first time and record my reactions to it. Now, why did I choose this episode? Well, I have, well, two reasons. One is it's been kind of hard scheduling all of us getting together and recording, and I don't want to go 2 weeks without releasing anything, and someone may have promised me a commentary of horrible proportions, and it's not ready yet. So I've taken it upon myself to record this commentary, and I'm going to release it the same day. That's my hope anyway, so... we're going to be watching Wrecked. So queue up your Netflix machine. Now I have my Netflix machine paused, and Netflix on the computer does this thing now where if it's paused for a little while, it's going to actually show me the episode description. So I'm going to cover that up, which is awesome that I have two hands that can do this. And when I say hit play now, you're supposed to hit play now. So on the count of hit play now, let's get ready to watch Wrecked. 3, 2, 1. Hold on a second. Folks, if you were allegedly using a beta version of iOS and you've turned on voice activation of Siri so that when you say, hey Siri, it turns on, when you have the phone in silent mode, it's not silent when it thinks it hears you say, hey Siri. So I'm going to turn off that thing. And oh yeah, I'm leaving this in the episode because I want those... shenanigan types at Apple to know how displeased I am with this ridiculousness. But no, it's good. Voice activation off. There we go. All right. Sorry for the interruption, everyone. This is a highly professional podcast. All right. Episode is queued up. I'm going to hit play in 3, 2, 1. Hit play now. Previously, came back wrong. What do you? Willow's such a bitch to Tara. Yep, she's gonna leave you. Oh, Amy's turned from rat to hot naked chick. Magically inclined. They're going to get into so much trouble. Oh, God, Three Stooges. Oh, they didn't do the zipper unzipping in the previously. Oh, here we go. Is the summer's house? I think so. There's the Joyce where Couch died. Yeah, I know I did. I know I did that. Aw, Tara and Dawn. Almost said Paul Mall over there, sorry. Why did she wake up so spazzy? Sorry. Gosh. Mm-hmm. The TV was on the whole time. Oh, everyone's gone. Either everybody made their bed really early, or they didn't come home. Sleep all day! Mm-hmm. Oh, hello. Regret? Poor Buffy. Buffy, own it. Sarah Michelle Gellar. Nicholas Brendan. Emma Caulfield. Michelle Trachtenberg. James Marsters. And Allison Hannigan as Willow. Awesome. Bow, bow, bow. Buffybot. Here we go. Oh, a zip of a boot. Mm-hmm. Oh, Buffy, that's really cruel. That was justified. You'd figure she'd notice they were gone. But anyway, what do I know? Oh, hello. And Buffy's here. What the hell? Tara starts making pancakes and walks out. Monster wrestling, indeed. When's Buffy going to own this relationship? Yeah, go find some awake people, pretend person. A weird light switch. Magic not working? She like ran out of magic points and now she's all magicked out until she recharges. When did Anya turn into an albino? Aha! Makes sense. bizarre.
Judgy people. Is it blue meth?
She's talking about Heisenberg. Heisenberg! Oh, nice. Oh! I wish I knew his name, but he's my favorite guy from Platoon. Perfect actor for a weirdo, creeped out guy. It's not Heisenberg, but he'll do. You should not be consenting to this, Willow. Oh my. All I'm thinking right now is the scene in Fire Walk With Me at the bar. Oh, wow. So this completes our magic equals drugs metaphor quite well. Okay, please make a facsimile of Tara. Use magic and make Tara appear in those clothes. Do it! Do it, do it, do it! Aha! This is so creepy. Aw, poor Willow. You've clearly lost it. That is absolutely horrifying. Spatula. Is going to burn the house down. It sounds delicious. Don't throw it out. Ah. That's weird.
Spike.
Gotta be Spike. At this point, wouldn't you have a cell phone with voicemail? Dude, this is not good.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, a quick stop? Oh my God, are you insane? What are you doing bringing Dawn to this place? What's the matter with you? Oh my God. Willow is the crack whore blowing a guy in the front seat while her kid is in the child seat in the back, asleep. Oh, this is terrible. I thought Amy was, like, talking out of her ass. This is horrid. There are magazines there, though. She can entertain herself. 10 o'clock! Dude! This is not cool. Okay, Willow is literally getting high while Dawn is in the waiting room. This is awful. Hey, look, it's a screensaver from 1995. Totally missed the trailers, man. Oh, man. There we go. Nice! Oh, Willow is in such trouble. This is insane. Sterilized wiping. Filtering. Waste wiping. Really, the spell to make the car drive is drive. Oh, she's driving with gestures, just like Anya in Restless. Excellent. She's gone nuts. You really should buckle up, Dawn. Will Willow murder Dawn? Is my fantasy coming true? Oh, shit. Oh, Willow is in such trouble. This is so fucked up right now. Is Willow in there or did she pop herself back home? She's still in there. I see a hairline. This is crazy! Oh, that demon's gonna be right around the corner. Who hides under the car? There we go. It's going to come to a head right now. Dawn fights awesome. Dirt in the eyes, kick to the groin or gut or whatever it was. Oh shit. You are fucked. Slayer! Bicycle kick. Okay, Spike. That's your cue. Wow. Mm. Pillow can't stop. Don't believe her. She can't control this. She can't quit cold turkey. She needs magic rehab. Nosebleeds? Jesus Christ. What? Nah. Nope. I don't buy it from either of you. Wow. Can't wait to see the crate of tomatoes that comes with all that garlic. In living memory of J.D. Peralta. That was insane! Now, I will say... I will say that I think the descent into addiction and madness and everything that comes with it was a little too quick. I know we had to do it in like 43 minutes or so. But boy, oh boy, this episode was full of horrible, irresponsible, just, Willow. Man, that was good. I liked it. We shall be discussing this episode on the next regular episode of Potential Cast. You can reach us at potentialcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at potentialcast. Join the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/potentialcast. And you can always go to potentialcast.com to download episodes such as this and check out our back seasons, our back catalog, seasons 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5. Have their own dedicated pages. Did I do one for 5? I'm assuming I did one for 5. Let us know what you think. Write a review on the iTunes store. Or don't. It's okay. Tell your friends. Thanks, everyone. Until next time, goodbye!
think now, looking back, we did not fight the enemy. We fought ourselves. And the enemy was in us. The war is over for me now, but it will always be there the rest of my days. As I'm sure Elias will be, fighting with Barnes for what Ra called possession of my soul. There are times since I felt like the child born of those two fathers. But be that as it may, those of us who did make it have an obligation to build again, to teach to others what we know, and to try with what's left of our lives to find a goodness and meaning to this life.